Einstein used to say, I study physics because I want to know how God thinks. Just as we get to know people by what they create, by what they write, by how they paint, people have always striven to know how God thinks through His creation. And in some sense, every Christian is a scientist. Every Christian seeks to know the truth. We know how many people are engaged to combat this coronavirus. We have done our part and will continue to do our part. Scientists and all medical people are trying to do their part. But the Christian tries to do his or her part by looking at the truth in their own lives. It is sometimes easier to analyze scientifically diseases and cures than it is to look at your life honestly and say, this is truly who I am. Sometimes people say, you Christians believe in the pie in the sky. You Christians just pray. Never. In Jesus' own words, what did he tell us about prayer? Ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Seek and you will find. These are all action words. These are words that are meant to convey us that we have to use all our human efforts to look for the truth. It is always prayer and work together. And in the words of one actor, the spirit ain't worth spit without sweat. We have to use what God gave us to seek the truth, to find a cure for a virus, to find a cure for our own bad habits, to find a cure for anything that is wrong in our life. In other words, we are true scientists who seek the truth in our own lives, being actively engaged. The cross that we celebrate today is not a passive thing. Remember what Jesus said, pick up your cross, carry your cross, be engaged in your life, and do whatever talents that you have, use those talents in the service of others. The best way to kill religion is to separate it from your life. The best way to kill religion is just keep it in church, tucked away where it belongs, away from reality. But to make religion come alive, everything you do and everything you go through, invite God into your life. Make Him a sharer in your joy, in your happiness, in your sorrow, so that you might find the strength of a life lived with God. As a final thought, there was a painter once who painted a painting of Jesus knocking on a door. And the people who looked at the painting said, you made a mistake. You didn't put a doorknob in there. And the painter said, no, I didn't. Because the door represents the human heart. And all Jesus can do is knock on it. The human heart has to be opened from the inside. And our life has to be open to God from the inside. So let's make our belief, our faith, a living faith by opening our entire life to God. Slava Isusu Christu.